Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. We'll be starting open line around 9 o'clock today, so be look forward for that. We do have our Nicholas Hitching Pulse poll question of the day up on our Facebook page, and you can check that out. But as of right now, we have in studio today, we have Virgil Peck, who is running for state senate. And good morning, Mr. Peck. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing just great, Kyle. It's great to be here. And I tried to bring a little bit of moisture over to Coffeyville. We were getting some to the west here.
Yeah. I saw that earlier this morning. Caney was really getting hammered this morning. I know Independence got some, but like I was telling you off air, it started moving toward Coffeyville, and the heavy parts kind of just split up, moved past Coffeyville, and they got back together on the other side of Coffeyville.
Yeah, that was an interesting radar how it did that. It just kind of parted the clouds, and even where I live north of Caney, about 7 miles up by Havana, mm-hmm. we didn't get what Caney got.
Wow, yeah, it was very hit and miss this morning, but it is good to get some rain in this area because we've been definitely needing that to kind of help out the crop. I mean, because it's been really dry lately.
Yeah, I heard the report earlier on KGGF about the corn really does need some moisture mm-hmm. right now, critical stage before it tassels or as it tassels. And so, it's a good thing, but a great day to be alive in southeast Kansas.
Course, absolutely.
Lived here most of my life, so it's always a great day to be alive in southeast Kansas.
And, of course, I just moved here in September, but I'm absolutely loving it here. So it's great. It kind of reminds me of where my grandmother used to live out. I don't know if you've heard the town Poto, Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
That's where she lived out most of her life, and I stayed there for 2 years when I went to college at Carl Albert State College down there. So it's kind of the same feeling. I mean, we got a community college here, so it's kind of the same feeling, and I really enjoy it here. So
Well, we do have high humidity at some times a year. I don't know if they did in Poto where you spent some time.
I thought so. The summers were very sticky.
So you're used to it.
Absolutely, I am. All right. Well, sir, before we get talking about your campaign, the first thing I kind of want to bring up is, of course, there's a forum tomorrow night, correct?
Absolutely.
That will be broadcast on KGGF.
And I really appreciate KGGF stepping up and informing listeners, informing voters in Southeast Kansas, because it is really important. We do have a Republican candidate forum tomorrow evening, July the 10th, at the barn is what it's called. It's a shrine barn, 106 East 7th, which is 7th and Patterson. And it's real easy to find. It's here in Coffeyville. If a person's not familiar with the area, as far as where Patterson Street is, at the signal light, which is the junction of Highway 166 and 169, over by where the old Sirloin Stockade or Kansas Buffet is, or if you know where the Dalton Defenders Museum is. Anyway, you turn north there. That's Patterson Street. It's a four-lane street, and you go about three, four blocks, mm-hmm. and you'll be at 7th and Patterson, 106 East 7th, right there on the corner. A lot of parking just to the south. There's a big parking lot. So that's where it will be tomorrow. We will start at 6:15 with our national anthem and the radio broadcast and so forth. So, yeah, KGGF being there is a positive because of the fact when we started planning this back in February, Kyle, we planned on a large group gathering because when we had our last gathering in Montgomery County in Independence, it was a forum also. In November, we had about 120 persons show up, so we thought, well, it's building. But then, as everyone knows, coronavirus jumped mm-hmm. in and has messed up everyone's plans. So, so we don't know what kind of attendance to expect. We are encouraging people to go ahead and come out. They're certainly welcome to wear masks or not wear masks. We're going to give them the freedom to choose on that. We're not going to criticize anyone for having or not having a mask. Just whatever they feel most comfortable with at our forum. I know the speakers won't have them on when they're speaking, if at all, but it's something we have invested a lot of energy and finances in, Kyle. We have invited candidates for U.S. Senate, United States Senate, because Senator Pat Roberts is retiring.
Right, and that's going to be very, very important because, again, like you say, it's U.S. Senate, it'll be a representative going to Washington, correct?
It is, and there's only two senators in Kansas. Jerry Moran is our other senator. He is not up this election cycle, but Senator Roberts has been in the legislature and in politics for, I don't know, what is it, 75 years? Or not quite. He's been a long time.
He's a mainstay.
That's a good way to say it, absolutely. But anyway, we had four of the top candidates Republican candidates that were coming, there are going to actually be 11 on the ballot, which is strange to me to have 11. Only four of them stand a chance. And those four, the top four, were invited and were coming until yesterday. One of them backed out. But we do have Dave Lindstrom coming, former Kansas City Chiefs player, a businessman. We also have Chris Kobach coming, former Secretary of State. And we have a man named Bob Hamilton who is coming. Mr. Hamilton has really started doing a lot of TV advertising and garnering a lot of attention.
Yeah, I have the Pluto TV app that I watch on my TV. It's kind of, you know, they play ads to make it a free service, and his ads play quite a bit on there. So I've seen his ads on there. So.
And Mr. Hamilton's not been in politics, so name recognition is an issue for him. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows who Chris Kobach is. They either love him or don't love him type of a situation. An extremely intelligent man. Of course, as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, myself, still thrilled about the Super Bowl victory. But anyway, I sidetracked Dave Lindstrom.
Nothing wrong with that.
I remember watching Mr. Lindstrom play for the Kansas City Chiefs when he was on the defensive line there. But those three have committed. Congressman Marshall was supposed to be here, but yesterday his people said, no, he's decided not to. He's facing some criticism from some things that happened to him, an arrest that he had, and I won't get into all those details, but I guess he's uncomfortable with other candidates because they always bring it up. Mm-hmm. Well, Kyle, if you're going to be a candidate, you got to be able to stand up and take what comes at you.
Take a few arrows to the knee.
Absolutely. So those three men will be there, and we'll allow them to speak, answer a question, and they can visit with voters and shake their hand, and voters will have an opportunity.
Absolutely. And so that's going to start at 6:15 tomorrow. It'll be at the Shrine Barn, which is at 7th and Patterson, right here in Coffeyville. If you are not comfortable coming out, it will be on the radio, so you'll be able to listen to it there. However, it will be still open to the public. And like I said, not sure we're expecting what kind of crowd you're going to get, but it is still open, mask or no mask. You're more than welcome to come out. And again, if you don't want to, we'll have it on right here on KGGF. So.
And John Leonard had told me he's hoping, and we'll find out if he's able to accomplish it, he's hoping to live stream on Facebook.
Yes, that's what I've heard, that we're going to attempt to do that as well, so, which is another good way to get it out there. I mean, it's always good to get it on as many platforms as possible so that it can reach the most amount of people.
It is, because this forum, we've got several races, which we'll go over here in a moment, but for example, this race we've talked about, U.S. Congress, we will be determining the Republican nominee, meaning Kansas, the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress, and then they will square off against the Democrat, which we don't know who that is. Everybody says it'll be a certain person. Well, they have a primary as well. Mm-hmm. So they will be deciding who their nominee will be. And then the winners will go head-to-head then in November, and then we will determine who that will be. The next race is for U.S. Congress. We actually have three candidates on the ballot. One of them decided not to run, so he's not going to be here. But Congressman Steve Watkins will be here tomorrow evening, and his challenger, State Treasurer Jake LaTourneur, will be here as well. Again, an important race, because we will be choosing which one of these individuals will be going up against the Democrat nominee. And again, the Democrats have more than one to choose from. But Congressman Watkins, Jake LaTourneur, I know both of them well. Both are good guys, but I can only vote for one of them. I'm not going to tell on the air.
Right.
But the voters and the listeners and those who attend can determine, okay, which one of these men would be the best to represent us in the United States Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to two federal races, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and then the race that I'm involved in. Even though I am the Montgomery County GOP chair, have been for 4 years, and I will be emceeing the event, that portion of the forum, which is the State Senate District 15, I will turn it over to our vice chair, Jamie Klobuchar, to run. But myself and my opponent, the current senator, will be squaring off, talking about our platform, about some things, probably talking about each other some as well.
And of course, talking about your opponent, Dan Goddard, who is the current state senator for this area.
That is correct. And this race is, the other two races, we will be determining the nominee for the general. This race, there is no Democrat. So whoever wins the primary next month, August the 4th, will be the next state senator. that represents the 15th district, which is Montgomery, basically all of Montgomery County except for Elk City area, all of Labette County except for Chautauqua area, and then also all of Neosho County. So it goes from Stark, the far north, which is a small town, or Chanute.
I've seen the map. It's interesting looking.
But so we will be squaring off, and again, I'll turn it over to Vice Chair Klubine to run that part of it. Each candidate will have a timed amount to speak, and I'm a stickler. If we give you X amount of time, that's the amount of time you have.
Exactly.
And they have right in front of them a big screen, just like you've got a big screen there, with a countdown clock, so mm-hmm. there's absolutely no excuse. I go to a lot of forums, I have for the last 20 years, where all they have is a white card, which means, okay, you got 1 minute left. Then they will have a yellow card, which means you've got 30 seconds left. And then they'll have a red card, which means stop. Well, Kyle, when you're talking, it's hard to keep track of that time in your head.
Exactly.
But when you can see a countdown clock, you
it kind of helps you out. It kind of help you wrap up a little bit, get your thoughts together a little bit more concisely and able to kind of beat the clock, so to say.
Absolutely. Otherwise, politicians have a tendency to ramble a little bit. But so that's the way we will handle it. We will be very, very precise on our timing. We have no tough questions from us as a party. I don't even know what the question will be asked of me. I have strictly specifically told them I don't want to know the question. I don't want any advantage over my opponent, even though I think I've got a lot of advantages over him. But anyway, and we do have questions for our U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress. The next race is Montgomery County Sheriff. Both Sheriff Wade and Detective Williams, Ron Wade and Chris Williams, will be there to lay out their platform. Another race, Kyle, where the winner will be the next one in office. There is no Democrat running for Montgomery County Sheriff. So whoever is chosen in the August 4th primary will be the next Montgomery County Sheriff. Now, in these races, even though I say he will be the next Montgomery County Sheriff, he will be on the ballot in November. Mm-hmm. The winner will be on the ballot. It's always a possibility there will be an independent who will run for the state legislature or a write-in candidate, but I've never seen him be successful.
Right.
So they will be on the ballot, and then they will be sworn in come January. So it's not like they're automatically in office right after the August primary, but pretty much they will be. But those two men will be there to give their vision, answer a question. We also have two county commission seats up in Montgomery County. The first one I will mention is county commission seat District 2, which District 2 is to the west of here, which is my district,
right
over by Caney, and then up north, that includes Elk City and parts of Independence. But that race also has two Republicans vying for that position. Current Commissioner Larry McManus is seeking re-election, and he has a challenger, Nick McCollum. Nick is what he goes by. That's not really his name. It's Nicholas, but Nick McCollum. Both gentlemen are invited. I don't think both will be there, but we will find out. Again, this is a race, Kyle, where whoever wins does not face a challenge from the Democrats in November.
Right, so they'll be unopposed by Democrats. However, like you were saying, an independent probably could jump in and put themselves onto the ballot pretty much by the time November rolls around. But otherwise, they will run unopposed in November, correct?
That is correct. And so that's one of the reasons that this forum is important, because the fact it will be an opportunity for voters to hear and see these individuals and help determine who they want to vote for. Because, again, once the primary is over, it's over. Mm-hmm. Republicans will select the next state senator, the next Montgomery County sheriff, the next county commissioner, District 2. And then the other races will be in the general. And the final race that we have that will be there is county commission District 3, which is a pretty tight district down here. It includes Coffeyville and not very far outside the city limits, but a little bit of area, maybe some of Liberty. But we have two gentlemen who are vying for the Republican nomination. That is Mike Cordray and Gene Tucker, both from here, of course, because you got to live in the district.
Right.
But they will square off in the primary, and they will be there. From my understanding, both men should be there and will answer questions, give a talk about their vision for the county. And then whoever wins the primary will square off against our current commissioner, Fred Brown. in the November primary. So that's the rundown of who will be there, and the start time tomorrow evening, 6:15 at the barn. So we're looking forward to a good evening. And again, I really appreciate KGGF stepping up and putting this on the air because of the fact that there are some people who just won't get out because of the coronavirus, which is fine. By the way, I've been, as you mentioned, a candidate running for state mm-hmm. senate. I have been visiting with a lot of Republicans because I'm in a Republican primary. It is interesting, the various thoughts of Republicans as it relates to COVID-19, all the way from it's a conspiracy to it's something that's going to kill us all. Well, neither end, I believe, is right.
Right. I think it's a little in the middle there. So.
more in the middle. But,
to be cautious, basically. So a little cautious.
And so it's but it's interesting. And there's a lot of frustration, Kyle, with the governor's suggestion. And even though it's called an executive order and some are calling it a mandate, the governor does not have the authority to mandate mask wearing and other things. She can suggest, but the legislature passed legislation that puts that control at the local level, which I'm pleased about because it's local level is better than higher up.
Right. We've had some counties around the area, I do believe Neosho and Labette, have kind of opted out of that. However, municipalities are still able to do what they want, including Parsons, I do believe. I just wrote that story a few days ago where they will have a mask mandate going into businesses. Now, if you're just like walking around on the street, I don't think they care. But going into a business, I think they're wanting you to do that. And a business will have the ability to say, hey, if you're not going to wear a mask, we're going to have to ask you to leave. So but it's not like if you're just like walking around on the street, they're not going to pull you over or anything like that, because that would be really hard to enforce.
Right. And it's unenforceable. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about is a mandate. But yes, and that's one of those issues we could talk about at length, but a private business should have the ability to determine who is and who's not in their. I mean, they can put up a sign that says on the door that says mask required. That's fine.
In fact, I think all the businesses are going to be required to have a mask required sign in Parsons, I do believe. But again, you're right. Businesses should have the right to say, hey, we don't want you in here with a mask, or we don't mind. So.
Right. And for years and years and years, we have seen signs on business doors, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Exactly. I knew exactly where you were going with that, because I was thinking about that yesterday. I remember seeing that as a kid. They would have the shoes with the cross on it, the shirt with the cross on it, basically saying no shoes, no shirt. No service. And believe me, I've seen it happen before where they're like, get out.
Yeah. And it was for whatever reason, health reasons or whatever the business mm-hmm. owner wished. But so that's one of those things. I'm a small government person. I, mm-hmm. I believe in more individual liberties and freedoms. And that's one thing about this race. I will stand up strong against our Democrat governor and against the ways that she's, I believe, stepping on some of our constitutional freedoms and so forth. But I'm a candidate for State Senate District 15. Actually made the announcement here on KGGF mm-hmm. just about the time that they started talking about the coronavirus. It was the end of March. I managed to make it to Topeka and file before they shut down all the government buildings up there.
You're able to get there. Okay, I'm filing. Please, don't close down yet.
I was there on a Friday, and then the following Monday, I believe it was, is when they started making it more difficult to get into government buildings
right.
in Topeka. I have been in the legislature in the past. I served 12 years in the Kansas House. I know how to get things done. I've got a platform I laid out. 5 specific pieces of legislation I will introduce in my first 40 days as a legislator, as a senator. And my opponent's not a bad guy, Kyle, but he has not introduced any legislation. He hasn't really done anything for the district, and we can do better. That's the reason I'm running. And that's one thing that I listen to KGGF a lot in the morning, because when I wake up, if I'm not already awake and up, it's 6 o'clock, my alarm comes on, and guess who I get to hear?
You get to hear me.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounding all perky in the morning.
Most of the time.
Yes. Yeah. There's sometimes where I'm still kind of like, welcome to, it's not that I don't want to be here. It's just usually I'm still trying to wake up. It's 4:30 is early.
it is plenty early for most of us, but I have been disappointed that my opponent has not. You guys are so gracious to make a spot available every Friday morning for a legislator to come on. And I noticed his first year, he didn't do a good job of coming on. So then starting in February of 2018, I put a piece of paper on my desk with a yes and a no if he did or did not call in for his radio interview. And more than half the time, he didn't even call in. And Kyle, I can't believe that he refuses to communicate with his constituents. I will, if I'm the state senator, show up here every time you make it available, and maybe a few times when you don't make it available. And because I believe that if it's in the district, you should be there in person. Representative Kelly, he comes in. He drives from Independence, and he comes in and sits down because Coffeeville's his legislative district. Coffeeville is Senate District 15, so I believe that Senator Goddard should have been coming down and visiting with you face-to-face in person. And like I say, half the time he doesn't even call in. And, you know, he can come up with excuses, and that's his choice. But that will be one difference. I will do a better job of communicating with constituents than he has. And people that know my record, when I served 12 years, they know that myself and Lance Allred, and for those longtime listeners, you will also remember I spent a lot of time visiting with Daryl Custenborder when he would come in from Carter Automotive, and we would have a good time. We even had a contest, Kyle, a little bit of history for you. Daryl and I decided, you know, it's time, we're both needing to lose a little bit of weight here. So we brought a scale in and weighed, and then every Friday for a while, we would weigh on the air to see who lost weight.
And that's fun. I like that.
We didn't either one do so good, but I have since then lost about 30 pounds.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I actually got to where I quit getting on the scale because I was embarrassed to look at the numbers, even though it was only me. But yeah, the last time I weighed at the highest was 222. And yesterday when I weighed, it was 187. So losing some weight. But anyway, that was kind of fun. So KGGF has always been good, I believe, in helping to get the word out to listeners to communicate so they will know. And that is one difference. I will do a much better job of communicating. I will have listening tours. My opponent doesn't. And I will do Facebook videos so people can know what's going on in Topeka. But there's a whole lot of things. I'm happy to talk about whatever. And I could talk, and I know we don't have the time.
Right.
I could talk for the next 30 minutes about my platform, things that I will do different. And I will be an energetic, engaged voice. And we just don't have that. And like I say, we can do better. Not that my opponent's a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He's a nice guy. But he's not really done the job as state senator that he should. Says one thing on the campaign trail and votes different, which I'll be, of course, communicating over the next about 3.5 weeks before Election Day.
Right. And, of course, that Election Day is coming up on August 4th, Tuesday, August 4th. That primary is coming up. But just remember, tomorrow there is a candidate forum here in Coffeeville at 7th and Patterson at the Shrine Barn. You can either go out to it in person, or you can listen to it right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF starting at 6:15. There will be plenty of candidates on there. I do believe that you guys are going to also try to work on getting it on Facebook Live as well for people that would like to actually watch the forum but are maybe uncomfortable going out as of right now. And then, of course, coming up also next week, there is another candidate forum, I do believe in Independence as well, another Montgomery County candidate forum that will be in Independence as well. And are you going to be participating in that one as well, sir?
Interestingly, Kyle, I got an invitation this morning, and they kind of dropped the ball. And you know, I don't fault them. It's one of those things where I thought you were going to invite them candidates and you thought I was going to, and neither one did.
Right.
But, so I'm going to look at my calendar and schedule. I'm pretty sure I can. But yeah, it's one of those things where hadn't been invited till this morning.
Right. A week before.
Yeah. So yeah, it will be in Independence next Thursday at the Civic Center. I believe it starts at 6:00. Again, I need to look at all the particulars since I'm just being brought into the loop here. But there are also forums in Parsons and in Chanute and other places around the district, which, of course, people around here aren't likely to drive. But, oh, one thing I do want to just mention briefly, I would encourage, if you live in Labette County or Wilson County, these races for U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress will affect you as well as the state Senate. Now, I understand Montgomery County Sheriff and Commission doesn't affect Labette County and Wilson County residents, but Anyway, so I would invite area residents. Now, if you're in Oklahoma, you're welcome, but we're not going to let you vote.
probably not. They have lots of races going on down there. Well, that I actually just voted on it, I do believe, a couple of weeks back. Well, Mr. Peck, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. And we look forward to the forum tomorrow night. And I hope you have a fantastic day, sir, and good luck in the race.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time. And we look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow evening, and we'll talk on KGGF another day.
Absolutely. That is Virgil Peck, who is running for state senate against his opponent will be Dan Goddard. We're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Coffeyville's Reawakening on. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.